Coach Heath Stilley. What a game. I'll just say that much, and just give us your initial thoughts.
It's a hard-fought win. It's a good Lakes Conference win on the road. Not how I wanted things to go, but I told the guys beforehand that it was going to be a dogfight over here. It's a big rivalry game. Okay, they hadn't played well the last couple games. I knew coming over here it was going to be a dogfight, and I thought our guys had some answers there at the end when they hit some big shots, and we took care of the basketball when we needed to and made our free throws when we had to.
First half, you never trailed, led by as many as 12, but 33-27, Cherokee stayed right with you through the first 16 minutes.
Yeah, we had a big lead there after the first, I thought, and then we kind of let it go there in the second a little bit. We got a little lackadaisical and didn't locate their shooters when we needed to. But they're a good basketball team when they want to be in there. They moved the ball well, and they made some big shots tonight.
A lot of free throws just in layups, I should say, just didn't go your way here tonight. A lot of close looks.
Yeah, we had a lot of good looks there. We just weren't finishing at the rim like we talked about. And there was a little bit of contact, but that's not going to get called all the time. And I thought our guys did a good job of figuring out that we needed to try to get closer to the basket and try to finish up at the rim. And we had good looks, and that's I'm not going to fault our guys' effort for getting there, but we've got to do a better job of finishing there.
How about Josh Wirge? 25 points, 21 of them came in the second half, 11 in that critical fourth quarter, and great job getting to and converting at the line more often than not.
Yeah, I thought Josh did a good job of getting the ball there in the second half. It was crazy. I knew he had a few points in the first half, and then I looked up a little bit ago at the scoreboard, and I was like, Josh has 21 points. Where'd those things come from? But Josh did a great job. He's just always around the basketball and did a great job of attacking the basket. Hit some big threes there for us. When he's in rhythm, he's a great shooter and can make all those shots.
Parker had a strong first half with 17 points, quiet in the third quarter, but made a couple of big free throws in his own right down the stretch there with under 30 seconds left to give you a two-point lead. They answer back with two, and Wirge with the free throws at the end to seal the victory. And Court Newt, 5 points, but all coming in that fourth quarter, played a big part in this win too, including a three.
Yeah, Court had hit that big three, had that big, easy, nice layup. When we worked the ball around, we made five or six passes that time, and he just trailed the basket, and his guy was following, went up, made the layup, and those are things that Court can do for us when he's willing to work hard for us, and he's done a good job of that these last couple of games, and he's really getting rewarded for it here in the long run, so hopefully that keeps working for us as we go.
Yeah, and Court, those two buckets coming back-to-back, actually, after you went ahead 56-55 with a deuce and then a three to put you up 6 points. Looked like you were in good shape from there. It didn't mark down exactly how much time, 3 minutes or so left. Yeah, about 3 minutes to go, but Cherokee got to the line. You said they're not so much a dribble penetrating team, but they took it to the rack pretty good against you tonight.
Yeah, they did a lot of that more tonight, and they really tried to use that dribble penetration off that high post screen, and I thought our guys just let them get into the middle a little bit way too much tonight, and that really kind of frustrated me a little bit. But those are things that we'll work on going forward, and I'm sure people will probably see this film and want to know what happened. So there are things we're going to have to do to get better if we want to keep winning basketball games.
Yeah, things to work on as you got a challenging game on Tuesday as you'll go to Lamar's, and those games will be broadcast on the Moose 92.9. Maybe you saw the 3A substate pairings are out. You have Lamar's, Spencer, Spirit Lake, conference rivals in there with you, Algona, Sioux City, Helan, MOC, Floyd Valley, SBL. Looks to be a pretty wide open substate.
Yeah, it's pretty wide open substate. There's a lot of good basketball teams there. It could really be anyone's night. You're going to have to play well once the tournaments come around, which is always the case. But there's five quality basketball teams there that any five of us could really make it down there. So it'll be interesting to see how things shake out these next couple of weeks to kind of see where we get seated at, to know who we're going to play and where we'll be at. So hopefully we can take care of business on our own ends and be able to host a game here or there in this substate. Want to be great. So
well, you grinded one out here tonight. Great job, Coach Dilley. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.